hello one and all to another episode of Deep Lore. Today, we're going to be discussing an occurrence in paranormal investigations where simply believing that you have a higher chance of using extrasensory perception, ESP, or other psychic abilities can in fact mean you choose correct answers at a significantly higher deviation than the average participant that is indifferent. This occurrence is referred to as the sheep-goat effect. Before we jump in, I just want to say that if you enjoy this kind of content, please consider subscribing, and if you have already, thank you for all the continued support. It is much appreciated. So, in 1942, a professor of psychology at City University of New York, Gertrude Schmeidler, wanted to learn more about her students' belief in psi, that is, the paranormal performance. She got her students to fill out a questionnaire where she then divided the students into two groups. The first group being sheep, those who were confident about the real presence of psi, and goats, those who doubt the existence of psi, or those who believed it exists but it wouldn't cause any significant difference in tests that were used to measure psi. Gertrude then tested the students' psi abilities using standard ESP cards. These cards, also known as Zener cards, contain five different symbols on. There are five of each symbol on individual cards in the deck, totaling 25 cards. These symbols are a hollow circle, a plus sign, three vertical wavy lines, a hollow square, and a hollow five-pointed star. The experimenter and the student would sit facing each other at a table. The cards would then be shuffled, and each card would be drawn in such a way so that only the experimenter could see what was on it. The student would then attempt to use their paranormal powers to identify the symbol on the card. After the experiments were concluded, Gertrude compared the results of the experiment with the results from the questionnaire, and found that those who identified as sheep, that is, believing in psi, had a significant deviation above base chance to identify the correct cards, and those who identified as goats, that is, lacking psi belief, had a significant deviation below base chance. As the years went by, this trend can also be observed in 73 other experiments by 37 different researchers. The results of this experiment and this new sheep-goat effect led people to believe in psi differently. Before, it was believed that there were two categories. You either have the psi ability of using ESP, or you have no ability to use psi or ESP. With these experiments, a new hypothesis was formed, known as psi hitting and psi missing. It was now believed that yes, people can use psi to correctly identify the cards at a higher rate than chance. This is psi hitting. However, instead of the opposite group having no psi ability at all, it was now believed that they do have a psi ability. However, due to the confidence that they have in the experiment not working, they subconsciously use the psi ability to choose the cards that are wrong, almost like a form of self-sabotage. This is known as psi missing. The conclusion of the experiment was that the more an individual harbours a reductionistic view of the world, the less chance such phenomena will emerge. The more one is interested in the interconnectedness and open to psi experiences, the more likely the world would respond by creating such experiences. Now, as this was an academic experiment, naturally, there has been a lot of peer reviewing and commentary on the results. An academic article from Lance Storm in 2016, titled "The Sheep-Goat Effect," delves into the actual figures from this experiment to determine if there was any confirmation bias. Lance first notes that the forced choice ESP test was the only test used, this being the test that I described earlier, where the student is told of the five different symbols they can choose from. Lance states that to produce more convincing results, a free response test should be used where there is no set images that can appear on the cards, and students have absolute free choice on the shape, animal, colour, or symbols. I'll leave Lance Storm's article in the description if you want to have a look at the numbers. However, he concludes by stating, yes, there is a distinct difference between the sheep and the goat. However, it would appear to be more likely from confirmation bias or cognitive bias than the presence of psi itself. This is based on the reactance theory. The reactance theory states that an individual's freedom, if threatened by coercion, may result in reactance, which is a motivational state aimed at restoring the threatened freedom. In short, the limited choice in cards can make the goat feel a loss of options, while the sheep would feel confident in choosing the right card, as there is such a small pool of possibilities. Lance notes that this effect is actually inversed when using tests with more possibilities, such as a sack filled with balls with a symbol on, where the student would have to guess before drawing, resulting in sheep actually having a lower deviation than base chance, and goats having a higher one, so complete contrast compared to previous tests. In conclusion, even after over 80 years of tests since the sheep-goat effect was supposedly first seen, it would appear that there is still division in whether it really exists. Ironically, the sheep-goat test has caused the sheeps and the goats of academia to have their own division, almost based on the same criteria in the original questionnaire. Thank you very much for watching this episode of Deep Lore. I hope you learnt something today. If you liked it, leave a like, and if you want, subscribe, I'd greatly appreciate it. We're going to be descending the conspiracy iceberg, and I'd love for you to come along with me.